我们继续昨天晚上来查考登山宝训。
We'll continue last night's discussion on the Sermon on the Mount.
请看马太福音第五章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
马太福音五章第八节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 8.
这是第六个福哈。
And this is the sixth blessing.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
这个清心就是指着内心的圣洁，内心的洁净。
And to be pure in heart means to be clean in your heart.
犹太人很重视外表的洁净。
And the Jewish people emphasized greatly on outward cleanliness.
所以他们要吃饭之前啊，要有一定的规矩啊，很复杂的手续要洗手。
So they had a complicated method of cleansing themselves before meals.
他们看到耶稣的门徒没有照规矩洗手啊，他们就控告耶稣说：“你的门徒怎么啊，用俗手在吃饭？”
And so when they saw Jesus' disciples not eat without washing their hands, they accused them of being unclean.
耶稣说啊，从外面进去的不会污秽人。
But Jesus replied that it was not.That was on the outside that caused something to be unclean.
从内心里面出来的才会污秽的。
But it was that came from the inside that caused a person to be unclean.
他们常常啊，要把各样的器皿呐、啊、都洗得很干净。
And the Jewish people, they would cleanse all their utensils very carefully.
主耶稣说啊，你们只是把那个杯盘呐、啊、外表洗干净，但是里面呐、啊、很脏，都没有洗干净。
But Jesus reminded them that they were washing the outside of the cups and plates, but leaving the insides unclean.
所以主耶稣更重视的是我们内心里面的清洁。
So Jesus placed emphasis on inner cleanliness.
因为内心的洁净啊，比外在外表的圣洁更重要。
Because inner cleanliness is more important than outward cleanliness.
这里讲到说，清心的人才是有福气。
So here it says, blessed are the pure in heart.
因为所洁心清的人啊，才能够在神的会中站立得住。
Because only one who is pure in heart can stand in the temple of God.
罪人没有办法站在神的义人的会中。
And a sinner cannot stand amongst the righteous.
小的时候啊，参加学生联会。
When I was young, I attended the student spiritual convocation.
那个时候听到一些老长老讲了很多见证。
And I heard many elders give testimonies.
有一次陈杨真长老啊，他讲到福建那边的教会的情形。
And one time, an elder Chen described how the church was like in China.
他说有一个。人啊，因为犯了罪，但是大家不知道。
He said that there was a person who sinned, but nobody else knew of the sin.
他到另外一个教会去啊，晚上就住在礼拜堂里面。
And he went to another church and stayed in the chapel during the night.
到了半夜的时候啊，说天使出来。
But in the middle of the night, the angels came.
把他的一个耳朵把他刮下来。
And he struck one of his ears down.
然后对他说，你一个罪人，你一个死人，你怎么还住在这里？
And the angel told him, how can a sinner like you still stay here?
他从床上就把他推到床下。
And he pushed him from the bed.
因为他已经犯了致死的罪啊。
Because he had committed mortal sin.
这个天使啊，都不愿意让他住在教会里面呢。
And even the angels would not allow him to stay within the church.
有一次在台中教会啊，有一个弟兄他祷告当中翻方言。
And one time during Taichung Church in Taiwan, there was a brother who interpreted tongues in his prayer.
他说有一个人犯罪啊，他是从别的教会来的。
And he said there is a sinner among us. From another church.
结果一查，真的有一个啊，已经犯致死的罪。
And when they confirmed this, they found that there was one person who had committed mortal sin.
中学读小学的时候，我们有一个宗教教育的老师。
And when I was in junior high, there was a religious education teacher.
他本来是在开那个巴士的。
And he was originally a bus driver.
他有一次啊，问以前台湾总会的一个简长老啊，简长老当总负责很久。
And the general, one of the
一个青年呢、啊，哈，他问简长老。
And there was a youth who asked Elder Jin.
那这个简长老啊，他当台湾的总会总负责相当长一段时间。
And he was the chairman of the Taiwan GA for a very long time.
哦，啊，他人长得很高大，啊，很严肃。
And Elder Jin was very, he was a very stately person.
很忠心。
And he was very.
两个眼睛大大的、啊、那看你啊好像把你心里面的事情都看出来
He was very faithful And when he stared at you from his eyes It seemed、as though he could see right through you
那个青年啊对简长老说
And this youth said to Elder Jin
教会很多人啊都讲一些闲话
There are many people who gossip in church
啊，那说我做什么错事啊我犯罪
And they say that I have sinned
我怎么有呢
But how did I do this?
啊，简长老跟他讲。
So Elder Jin replied.
你自己没有做就好了，你还怕人家讲你什么
？Why are you afraid if you haven't done anything?
你对得起神就好了。
As long as you can be clear before God.
虽然他没有跟他讲什么，只讲只回答他这几句话。
And although this is all the elder said.
但是呢，后来他不敢来教会。
But that.Young person no longer dared to come to church.
因为实际上啊，他已经啊跟人家在外面啊生小孩。
Because actually he had conceived a child outside of church.
他以为没有人知道。
He thought that nobody knew about this.
但是神都知道。
But the Lord knew.
啊，所以他后来啊自己对不起神啊，啊良心自责啊，教会都不敢来。
And because he could not face God with his conscience, he left church.
所以这个教会啊是义人的会。
So the church is an assembly of righteous people.
所这些先清的人啊才可以在神的会中啊能够站立得住。
And only one that is pure in heart can stand within this assembly of God.
啊，真的在真教会里面是这样。
And this is true in the true church.
有的人虽然犯罪啦，但是别人不知道。
And although some people have sinned, nobody else knows.
那时候到了，神会把它显露出来。
But at the right time, the Lord will reveal him.
啊，当然，犯罪是他个人呐、啊、对神之间的关系。
Of course, his sin is between himself and God.
啊，另外，清心的人呐、啊，祷告才能够发生功效。
And also, only one who is pure in heart, only his prayer will be effective.
诗篇里面说，我们的心如果注重罪内，我们的祷告神不听。
And in Psalms, it tells us that if our heart emphasizes wickedness, then the Lord will not listen to our prayer.
以赛亚说啊，不是神的耳朵重听。
And in Isaiah, it says, it is not the Lord's ear that is hard of hearing.
也不是神的手臂缩短。
And the Lord's arm has not been shortened.
那为什么以色列民他们的祷告没有办法达到神的面前？
But why has the...prayer of the Israelites not been able to reach the Lord.
所以因为他们犯罪得罪了神。
It was because they had sinned against God.
所以这个罪好像乌云一样啊，遮盖他们，让他们的祷告没有办法达到神面前。
So sin was like a darkened cloud that had covered their prayer before God.
所以清心的人呐、啊，祷告才有功效。
So only the prayer of one that is pure in heart has effectiveness.
因为神不听罪人。
Because the Lord will not listen to sinners.
圣洁的人呢、啊，清心的人才能够见到主。
And only one that is holy and pure can see God.
因为神是圣洁的神，没有圣洁，人没有办法见他。
Because God is a holy God, and without holiness, we cannot see Him.
所以第六个福说啊，你清心的人有福气，你能够见到神。
So the sixth blessing is.Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
那我们怎样才能够清心呢、啊？怎样来才能够成为圣洁
？So how can we be pure in heart and very holy?
我们基督徒啊，要有四种喜。
As a Christian, we have to have four types of joys.
啊，有了这四种喜呀、啊，就把我们洗干净。
Four types of washing, and with these four types of washing, we will be clean.
第一个就是水洗。
The first is water.Baptism.
借着耶稣的宝血把我们洁净。
And through the precious blood of Christ, we are cleansed.
我们过去的罪案罪患啊，完全把我们涂抹。
And all our sins will be washed clean.
那再来就是道洗。
The second is to be washed by the word.
我们要常常听道理，要把我们的白衣洗洁净。
So we must often listen to sermons and cleanse our white robes.
他说我们听到道理以后啊， 你要照着道理去行。
And when we listen to the word of God, we must do accordingly.
说不是光听道，而是要行道。
So we not only listen to the word, but we perform it.
啊，按照道理去行啊，你就会越来越进步，越完全。
And when we do according to the word of God, we will become more and more perfect.
那再来一个就是灵洗。
The third is a spiritual cleansing.
因为我们有软弱啊，有些道理靠我们自己力量行不出来。
And because we have weaknesses, we cannot perform some of the words of God on our own accord.
所以圣灵在我们内心啊，带给我们一股力量。
So the Holy Spirit will give us power within our hearts.
让我们能够驻足肉体上的情欲。
So that we may stop our desires of the flesh.
但是罗马书里面这样讲。
But the book of Romans tells us.
说我们既然已经得到主耶稣的恩典，把我们赦罪了。
Since we had already received the grace of God and we had been redeemed.
因为罪多啊，恩典更加显多。
And the more sin we have, the greater grace we receive.
啊，那我们是不是可以多多犯罪啊？然后借着神的恩典啊，更显多出来呢
？So does this mean we should sin more so the grace of God will abound more?
说绝对不可以这样。
This is absolutely not what we should do.
因为我们现在不再做罪的奴仆啦。
Because we are no longer slaves of sin.
我们就要做义的奴仆。
We have to be sons of righteousness.
啊，把我们的身体当作义的工具。
And treat our bodies as tools of righteousness.
啊，但是我们虽然有圣灵。
But although we have the Holy Spirit.
但是我们还也有我们肉体上的软弱。
We also have our fleshly weaknesses.
啊，往往这个圣灵跟肉体啊、情欲两个是敌对的，互相征战的。
And often these weaknesses and the Holy Spirit are against each other.
假使你顺服肉体，体贴肉体。
And if you abide by your fleshly weaknesses.
啊，最后就是犯罪死亡。
Then we will sin, and sin will lead to death.
啊，假使我们能够体贴圣灵，按照圣灵来行。
But on the other hand, if we abide by the Holy Spirit and do accordingly,
啊，圣灵就给你力量来驻足肉体上的情欲。
Then the Holy Spirit will give us the power to stop the fleshly desires.
我们就能够靠圣灵来得胜啊，就能够得到生命跟平安。
And through the Holy Spirit, we may gain victory and also peace in our lives.
所以你有了圣灵。
So once we have the Holy Spirit,
但是你还是有肉体的情欲存在。
We will still have fleshly desires.
所以我们就要做一个选择。
So we must make a decision.
我们应当是选择啊，体贴圣灵，顺服圣灵来行。
And we should listen to the Holy Spirit and do according to its will.
那神就借着圣灵带给你力量来帮助你，让你过得胜的生活。
And God will give us power through the Holy Spirit and give us a victorious life.
啊，当然你要顺服圣灵呀，要顺服神的旨意呀，有时候也要有一番的挣扎。
And of course, sometimes it takes a struggle before we can abide by the will of God.
但是主要你有立志啊，神就会帮助你。
But as long as we have determination, the Lord will help us.
好像主耶稣在哥西马尼园祷告的时候。
Just as when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他说：“按照我的，假使可以的话，求主，求父啊，把这个苦杯拿掉。”
He prayed, if it was the will of the Lord, to ask to take this bitter cup from him.
啊，这是人的意思。
And this was his own human desire.
但是说，如果神的旨意是要我一定要喝苦杯的话。
But he also said that if it was the Lord's will to let him take the bitter cup,
我甘愿顺服神的旨意来行。
Then he was willing to obey.
啊，不要照我的意思，顺服神的旨意。
And he said, "Not my will, but thine."
啊，因为他有这样立住的决心呐。
And because he had this determination,
所以神就派天使来加添他力量。
The Lord sent angels to strengthen him.
所以主耶稣后来就有力量啊，来完成救人的工作。
And so later Jesus had the strength to complete his plan of salvation.
所以在我们的生活当中，同样的是这样。
And it is the same in our daily lives.
我们如果有心啊，立住顺服圣灵啊，圣灵就会带给你力量来帮助你。
If we have the heart to abide by the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit will give us strength.
啊，另一种洗就是活洗。
And another type of cleansing is cleansing by fire.
主耶稣为着要让我们完全啊，所以借着环境来苦练我们。
And in order to gain perfection, Jesus gives us our environments to train us.
让我们经过受苦以后啊，能够跟罪恶断绝。
So after we have suffered through trials, then we will be able to separate ourselves from sin.
所以苦难是要把我们的杂质啊，把它除掉，让我们成为精进。
So tribulation, the role of tribulation is to purge our sins so we may become the finest gold.
耶伯在试炼的时候啊，他一开始不明白。
Job did not understand this when his tribulations began.
但他后来慢慢了解到神的旨意。
But later he gradually understood the will of the Lord.
他说啊，我经过熬炼以后啊，我就会比精金啊更宝贵。
And he knew that after suffering, he would be finer than refined gold.
所以有时候遇到一些苦难啊，不要以为是遭遇到非常大的事情。
So sometimes when we encounter suffering, we should not think much of it.
因为信徒要达到完全啊，一定要经过这个过程。
Because in order to become perfect, a believer must go through this process.
我们的信心好像熬炼金子一样，啊，经过锻炼以后啊，就变成很纯粹、很贵重的器皿。
And our faith is like gold, and when it is refined, then we can become something that is very valuable.
所以我们肉体上啊会渐渐朽坏，但是我们的内心啊要追求日日更新。
And although our bodies may corrode, but in our spiritual lives, we will be renewed.
清新的人有福气。
So one that is pure in heart is blessed.
我们看五章第九节。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 9.
五章第九节。
Verse 9.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God.
要能够促进别人的和睦嘛，自己本身要成为一个和平人。
In order to cause peace between other people, we must first become peacemakers.
他能够追求啊，跟众人和睦。
And to pursue peace between all mankind.
因为你做一个和平人呐，才能够使人跟人之间呐，促进他们的和睦。
And only when you are a peacemaker do you cause peace between other people.
那我们要做一个和平人，要从我们的家庭开始。
And in order to become a peacemaker, we must first start from our families.
要先跟我们的家人和睦。
We must have peace between our family members.
一个家庭要幸福啊，不是有很多的财富。
In a family, in order for it to be prosperous, it does not require much wealth.
而是这个家庭里面充满着爱，充满着和睦。
But this family must have love and peace.
箴言里面说啊，能够出世在彼此相爱。
And in Proverbs, it says it is better to eat vegetables
胜过吃肥牛，彼此相争。
And have love than to eat the fat of rams and have strife.
虽然家庭很富足啊，天天三争来喂，但是呢，大家不能够和睦，这个家庭没有幸福。
If the family is wealthy enough to eat well every day and yet they have strife, then they are not blessed.
虽然是一个小康的家庭啊，但是大家能够互相的有爱关心。
And even if it is a middle-class family, but they love each other.
这个家庭里面充满着幸福，充满着欢乐。The
family will be filled with joy and blessings.
所以我们要先促进啊家人之间的和睦关系。So
we must first pursue peace between our family members.
然后再进一步说，如果做得到的话，若是能行的话，应当追求与众人和睦。
And to put it another step further, we must pursue peace amongst all mankind.
我们能够跟众人和睦啊，跟我们敌对的人就越来越少了。
If we can pursue peace amongst between us and the multitudes, then we will have less enemies.
所以在最后啊，就是要追求跟仇敌和睦。
So at the end, we should pursue peace with our enemies.
当然这是最高的标准。Of
course, this is the highest standard.
所以我们要做一个和平人。So
we must be a peacemaker.
然后要促进人跟人之间的和睦。And
we should cause peace between people.
要让人跟人和睦啊，我们就好像一个润滑剂一样哦，在彼此之间啊，不要往来传舌，替人家讲一些不好的话。And
as a peacemaker, we should be a lubricant instead of cause friction between people.
用爱心啊，彼此互相的劝勉。
And through love, we will warn each other.
其实人跟人之间啊，没有什么好争的。
Because actually, there's not much to argue about between people.
我们人的一生啊，几十年很快就过去。
Because we just have a short lifespan.
实际上争来争去啊，最后都没有什么意义。
And actually, the arguments don't carry much weight after several years.
啊，应当用爱心啊，相饶恕，相赦免。
So we should use love and try to forgive one another.
啊，这样才有人生才有意义呢。
Only in this way will we have a purpose in life.
他说能够让人和睦的人啊，啊能够称为神的儿子。
Here it says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God."
耶稣基督啊，称为神的儿子。
And Jesus Christ was the Son of God.
啊，他来到世界上，称为和平的君王。
And he came to earth as the Prince of Peace.
因为他是带给人和睦。
Because he brought peace.
因为他为我们完成救恩啊，让我们跟神和好。
Because he brought the plan of salvation to reconcile us between us and God.
挽去了神的愤怒。
And he caused God's anger to subside.
让我们能够进到神的恩典当中，成就了和平。
So that we may enter the peace of God.
啊，我们也能够得到这个福音啊，啊，促进人跟人之间的和睦。
And when we receive this grace, then we will also have peace amongst mankind.
所以耶稣基督啊。是一个和平的君啊，促进神跟人之间的和睦，以及人跟人的和睦。
So Jesus Christ, as Prince of Peace, he caused us to reconcile between God and all humankind.
把人跟人之间的隔墙啊，把它打掉了，成就了和平。
And he brought down walls between people and caused them to have peace.
那我们如果能够促进人跟人之间的和睦，我们的性质啊。工作就像耶稣基督的工作一样。
So if we can bring peace between people, then our job description is like that of Jesus.
所以我们就能够成为神的儿子了。
So we may be called the son of God.
所以在诗篇里面说啊，我们如果要享美福啊，我们就要追求和睦，一心追赶。
So that is why Psalms tells us that if we want blessings, then we must pursue peace.
我们看五章的第十节。
So let us turn to chapter 5, verse 10.
马太福音五章第十节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 10.
说为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
我们一般说这个是第八福。
And we say that this is the eighth blessing.
啊，第十一节、十二节啊，应该是解释啊，啊，加强说明这个第十节。
And verse 11 and 12 further explain verse 10.
说人如果因为主的名辱骂你们、逼迫你们、毁谤你们，你们有福气了。
And 11 says, Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
因为我们在天上的赏赐是大的。
Because great is your reward in heaven.
所以这个整段应该是说，你为义受逼迫的人有福气。
So this whole section should describe how you are blessed if you are persecuted because of righteousness.
我们谈过说这个义啊，一方面是主的义者耶稣基督啊。
And this righteousness pertains to Jesus Christ, who was righteous.
一方面是主的神的道是义道。
And it also describes the truth of the Lord, which is also righteous.
你为着要信主，要守主的道理，有时候会受逼迫。
And sometimes by pursuing the truth of the Lord, we will become persecuted.
但是你为义受苦、受逼迫，这是有福气的。
But it is blessed when we are persecuted because of righteousness.
那为什么我们为着要信主、守道理会受逼迫呢？
And why would we be persecuted because of righteousness?
因为我们跟一般世人是不一样的。
And this is because we belong to different kingdoms with the people of this earth.
因为历史里面说啊，我们是属神的。
And in 1 John it says that we belong to God.
啊，世界啊是在魔鬼的手下。
And the world belongs to Satan.
他说啊，人都爱属自己的人。
And those who people love those who belong to themselves.
所以我们跟一般的不一样的国度、不一样的所属，我们是属神。他们是属鬼。
So we belong to different kingdoms than most of the people in this world.
所以有时候会被排挤啊。
So sometimes we will be excluded.
啊，因为这个信仰上的不一样。
And because of differences in faith.
哎，是就是造成逼迫的一些原因。
differences in faith will cause us to become persecuted.
本来犹太人他们信奉犹太教。
And in the past, the Jews, they worshipped, they believed in Judaism.
但是主耶稣啊，把这个律法啦，把一些犹太教一些啊不完全的地方啊，把它修正。
But Jesus corrected some of the inadequacies in Judaism.
主耶稣就对门徒说啊，你们会受到逼迫。
And Jesus warned the disciples that they would be persecuted.
因为他们认为说啊，迫害你们，他们是在侍奉神。
Because they felt that by persecuting the Christians, they were worshiping God.
因为他们固守传统的信仰。
Because they held on to their traditional faith.
那人为这个信仰啊，没有办法容忍啊，跟他不一样的东西。
And they could not stand what was different from them.
那所以因为信仰不同。
And because of differences in faith,
往往是造成被逼迫的原因。
It became a point of persecution.
所以一般在历史上啊，宗教的迫害啊相当多。
So we can see in history that there is much religious persecution.
啊，像在罗马时期，罗马政府迫害当时的基督徒。
For example, in the Roman Empire, the Christians were persecuted.
啊，像天主教啦，迫害一般的基督徒新教。
And the Catholics were persecuting the Protestants.
哦，这在历史上很多。
And this was recorded many times in history.
啊，犹太教徒迫害基督徒啊。
And Jews or Judaism, people of Judaism persecuting Christians.
因为信仰上的不一样。
Because of religious differences.
另外一个就是生活方式的不同。
Another point of contrast is lifestyle.
所以保罗曾经讲过说啊，你们本来是在罪恶当中啊，跟一般人放纵的。
That is why Paul describes how the believers were once mired in sin.
现在你们改变了，他们就觉得你们很奇怪。
But once the believers changed, they were seen as different.
所以有时候这也是造成逼迫的一个原因。
And sometimes this becomes a cause of persecution.
这个真教会啊，真信徒，按照圣经里面讲啊，将来还是会受逼迫的。
And the members of the true church will also become persecuted in the future.
啊，在七印当中啊，第五个印啊。
And within the seven seals of Revelation, the fifth seal. 所
有那个在祭坛底下的那个被杀害的灵魂在呼救。
The fifth seal describes the martyrs crying out.
说神啊，你为我们不为我们伸冤，还要等到什么时候呢？
And they ask the Lord when justice will be given.
啊，有一个声音啊，说有白衣饰给他们。
And white clothes, white robes were given to them.
啊，有声音告诉他们说啊。
And a voice, telling them.
他说你们还要忍耐片时。
Telling them that they would have to wait for a while.
因为还有一些跟你们一样做仆人的，他们要被杀害，满足了数目。
Because the number of their fellow servants and brothers had not yet been completed.
啊，所以这个也是预言到啊，这个圣徒最后大灾难当中啊，会受逼迫，甚至被杀害。
And this prophesizes martyrs and the martyring of saints in the end times.
真教会会受逼迫啊，来源大概有几方面。
And there are some potential points of persecution for
the true church. 一个是从无神论者。
And the first.Persecution is from the atheists.
啊，一个是从多神教。
And also polytheists.
一个是属数的基督教。
And those other Christian denominations.
因为我们信仰纯正啊，他们把我们当作敌对。
And because our truth is very pure, so they see us as the enemy.
所以不是说啊，我们跟他们啊，我们不跟他们和好，或者是说啊，我们去排斥他们，而是。我们的信仰是绝对的，但是我们反而被排斥。
And it is not that we reject them, but because our faith is very true that we are rejected.
所以主耶稣说：“我来啊，不是叫地上太平，而是要让地上动刀兵。”
So that is why Jesus says that he does not come to bring peace, but to bring strife on earth.
就是因为信仰上的不一样啊。奥有说我们要持守道理啊。就会经历一些逼迫患难。
Because of differences in faith, we will be persecuted when our truth is different.
我们在中国大陆的教会啊，过去曾经遭遇到逼迫。
And our churches in mainland China have received great persecution in the past.
当共产党占领中国以后
When the Communist Party took over China,
我们当时教会几个领导者啊
There were some leaders in the church.
有一位蒋叶岸长老啊被关在监狱里面。
For example, Elder Zhang, he was put into prison.
过来一段时间就把他放出来。
And after a while, he was let out.
跟他洗脑以后叫他说你不可以再传耶稣了。
They brainwashed him and told him he could no longer preach about Jesus.
出来以后他继续传道理。
But he continued to preach after he returned.
后来又被抓进去。
And later he was taken back to
prison. 叫你不可以传耶稣，你怎么还传？
They warned him again, we told you not to preach about Jesus.
他说除了耶稣以外，我不晓得要讲什么。
And he said that apart from Jesus, he did not know what to say.
所以后来好几次把他放出来，但是继续传道。
So they let him out of prison several times, and he continued to preach.
后来又被抓进去。
And he continued to be imprisoned.
这个蒋章老师后来死在监狱里面。
And later, this Elder Zhang, he died in prison.
另外有一个台湾彰化人叫做张傻家长老。
And there was also Zacchaeus Chang from Taiwan, who was an elder.
他很早就到上海总部去，他是负责编写圣灵报的。
And he was the person who was the editor of Holy Spirit Monthly, and he traveled to Shanghai.
我们如果看最近的圣灵报有看到说上海总部70年的蒙难纪念哈。
And if we read the Chinese publication Holy Spirit Monthly, we will find an article about the 70th.
那个时候是中国跟日本在打仗。
70th anniversary of the Shanghai General Assembly.
上海很多的地方都被烧掉。
That was when China was at war with Japan, and many parts of the city were burned.
本来我们上海总部很大。
And our General Assembly in Shanghai used to be very large.
有我们自己的印刷厂。
We had our own press.
因为那战争的时候就被烧毁掉。
But the press was destroyed during the war.
日本军进来的时候有几个执事在那里工作。
And some deacons were working there when the Japanese army invaded.
他们统统被绑到那个庭院的地方。
And they were all taken to the courtyard.
那个兵都上出刀准备把他们打死了。
And the soldiers were about to kill the deacons.
张长老他会日本话。
But Elder Zhang, he knew how to speak Japanese.
他一直跟他们讲但是讲不通。
And he tried to speak to them, but they could not listen.
那个时候他们就祷告
And so they started praying.
祷告圣灵很充满。
And when they prayed, their Holy Spirit was very full.
有个军官就跑过来。
And there was an officer who came over.
这是好人，这是好人，就把他们放掉。
And said that these were good people, and then they let them go.
就派几个军人把他们带到那个上海的那个外国的租界区就比较安全的地方。
And so they got some soldiers to take them to the foreign controlled territories in Shanghai.
这是那个70几年前的事情。
And this happened 70-some years ago.
后来这个张长老他继续在上海总部工作。
Later, this Elder Zhang, he continued to work in the Shanghai GA.
因为后来中日战争日本失败了嘛。
But after the Sino-Japanese War and Japan lost.
不过到1949年的时候。
But in 1949.
因为中国内战，国民党失败，共产党占领。
Because of the Chinese Civil War and the demise of the Kuomintang.
那个时候杨叶岸长老他是坐最后一艘船回到台湾。
That was when Elder John Yang, he went on the last boat to Taiwan.
以后的船都被打沉下去。
And all the boats after his were sunken.
神因为还要用他，所以他后来帮助台湾建立教会在东南亚设立联合总会。
And he was saved because the Lord wanted to use him to establish the church in Taiwan in Southeast Asia.
因为神还有很多工作要他做。
Because God had much work prepared for him.
所以存留他的生命嘛。
So he preserved his life.
这个张傻家长老他留在上海。
But Zacchaeus Zhang, this elder, he stayed in Shanghai.
同样也被抓去关。
And he was also imprisoned.
关到年纪很大了，快80岁了才把他放出来。
He was imprisoned until he was nearly 80.
另外还有一些长老受迫害。
And there were also other elders who were persecuted.
当然也有人在迫害当中失掉信仰。
And of course, there were some who lost their faith amidst the persecution.
有一个人他写了一本书,
and one person wrote a book.
啊, 那一本书相当好,
and the book is very good.
但很可惜, 这一个, 诶, 是教会的工人啊, 啊, 后来他就, 因为张嫂家长老后来说啊, 这个人啊, 后来出卖耶稣了。
But according to Elder Zacchaeus Chung, this person who wrote a book betrayed Jesus.
啊, 因为他在逼迫当中啊, 已经受不了了, 结果把一些教会的状况就报告出来啊。
Because he could not stand the persecution and he confessed some situations of the church.
有一个工人后来被抓。
And he caused other workers to be imprisoned.
那现在中国大陆的教会虽然好像看起来稍微自由一点。
And although it seems that the churches in China are a little more free now,
但是实际上没有真正的自由,
but actually they do not have complete freedom.
啊, 不过我们知道啊, 神的道不会被捆绑,
but we know that the word of God will not be imprisoned.
我们现在在中国大陆的教会很兴旺,
and the church in China is very fervent right now.
啊, 几乎每一个省都有我们的教会。
Almost every province has a true Jesus church.
就是很偏僻的地方也有我们的教会。
Even the most remote areas has a church.
但是政府不准许我们有正式的组织。
But the government does not allow us to have a formal organization. So we are not able to establish a general assembly.
但是我们在暗中啊，也设立了七个联络处。
But actually, in secret, we have established seven points of gathering.
神亲自带领啊，祝福那边的工作。
And the Lord has personally guided the work there.
啊，当然有的工人呐，不小心呐，有时候也会被抓，也会被关呐。
But of course, some workers, sometimes they will be captured or imprisoned.
他们经过了一些锻炼以后，现在很勇敢。
But after some training, they are very brave.
啊，另外我从一些资料里面呢，看到有一些啊。 一般的教会受逼迫的一些情形了哈。
And from some other sources, I have found examples of persecution in the church.
啊，有一本书叫做《为主受苦》。
And there is a book called Suffering for Christ.
那就是在罗马尼亚那边发生的事情。
And this has happened in Romania.
当然，我们现在知道说东欧的一些共产国家现在都已经改变了。
And we know that there has been much change in Eastern Europe in the previous.
这是他们当时在受逼迫当中啊，有一个传教士所写的书。
In the former communist states, and in their persecution, there was a pastor who wrote this book.
啊，这个传道人呐，曾经在东南亚一带地方去传道，然后把他的身体拿翻开来。
And this. Preacher, he used to preach in the Southeast Asia area.
他身上都有那个被铁棍哈，那个铁啊，啊用烧烧得很红，然后把它放在他的身上啊，鞭打的那一个勒痕的记号。
And when he lifted his shirt, you could see how he was branded by a heated iron bar.
他说，在那个逼迫当中啊，曾经有一个传道人被抓去。
And he said that during his persecution, there was one pastor that was captured.
啊，那个政府官员就叫他说啊，你要放弃你的信仰，啊，把你教会里面的工作人员的名单拿出来。
And the government officials told him that he was to forsake his faith and turn in a list of all the workers in the church.
那这个传道人呢，他就不讲。
But this pastor refused to speak.
然后把他一个10岁的小孩子就把他抓来。
And they captured his 10-year-old child.
说你如果再不讲的话，我就要把你的儿子把他打死。
And they told him, if you do not speak, then I will kill your son.
啊，他自己呀，受苦啊，他可以忍耐。
And he could stand being persecuted on his own.
但是他一听到说他的儿子要被打，他就受不了。
But when he saw his son was about to be persecuted,
他说好好，我讲。
He could not stand it, and he said that he would speak.
但是那个10岁的小孩子啊，就很勇敢。
But the 10-year-old boy was very courageous.
他说我不要那个不承认耶稣的爸爸。
He said that he did not want a father who denied Christ.
哦，他妈妈，他爸爸一听啊，眼泪都流下来了。
And so when the father heard this, he wept.
我的儿子这么勇敢，我怎么会来
He thought to himself, if his son was this brave, then how could he deny Christ?
结果天主不讲，儿子就在他眼前啊，活活被打死。
And so he refused to speak, and his son was killed in front of him.
啊，所以这是在那个为主受苦里面那一本书里面所写的。
And this is the book called Suffering for Christ. 有的基督徒被抓到以后，说把它挂在那个悬崖旁边的树上。 And some Christians, after they were captured, they were hung on a tree by the cliff.
你要不要信？
And they would ask them.
你说你不信的话，就放你下来。
Do you believe if you continue to if you don't believe anymore, then we will take you down?
你要信的话，就把那个树枝砍断，就掉到悬崖底下去了。
If you hold on to your faith, then we will cut the branch and you will fall into the canyon.
有的基督徒就是在这种状况之下，来牺牲生命的。
And some Christians were martyred under these circumstances.
所以为义受逼迫啊，为主受苦，这是会遇到的。
So we will encounter persecution because of God.
主耶稣说啊，为义受逼迫的人是有福的，因为他们可以承受天国的赏赐。
Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
我们在逼迫当中应该有的态度是怎么样？
And what should our attitude be when we are persecuted?
请看马太文第十章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 10.
28节。
Verse 28.
马太福音10章28节。Matthew
chapter 10 verse 28.
说那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们；唯有能够把身体和灵魂灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。29节。Verse
29.
两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？这是你们的父不许，一个也不能够掉在地上，就是你们的耶和华也都被数过。31节。
Verse 31.
所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。这里讲到，在逼迫当中啊，我们不要惧怕。Here
it tells us to not be afraid when we are persecuted.
因为逼迫虽然可以杀害你的身体，没有办法杀害你的灵魂。Because
persecution can destroy our body, but it cannot destroy our soul.
所以你虽然 丧失掉肉体的生命，却能够得到永恒的生命。
So although we have lost our physical life, we will gain eternal life.
但是你如果为着要得到肉体的生命啊，就会失掉永恒的生命。
But sometimes in order to keep our physical life, we will lose our spiritual life.
所以这个逼迫啊，我们不必惧怕。
So we should not be afraid of persecution.
啊，但是呢， 说主耶稣如果不允许啊，就是很大的逼迫患难啊，你也没有，他们也没有办法对你怎么样。But
if the Lord does not allow, then no matter what amount of persecution, they cannot do anything to us.
主耶稣如果真的还有工作要我们去做，我们还有使命没有完成。But
if we have unfulfilled work for the Lord,
虽然很大的逼迫患难啊，主耶稣还是会保留你的生命。
Jesus will save us, although we face enormous persecution.
所以腓立比书的第一章里面，保罗这样说。
So in Philippians chapter 1, it says this.
我正在两难当中。
Paul says that he is between two struggles.
如果我活着的话，我可以继续传福音，做圣工啊，得到奖赏。
If he lives, then he will continue to do the work of Christ.
啊，那是如果主耶稣接我回去了，我被杀了，还 也是能够回到天上跟主同在，永好的无比。But
if he loses his life, then he will be in heaven with Christ.
所以活着也好，离开世界也好，他觉得都是相当好的事情。So
Paul felt that it was the same, and it was both good to be on earth and in heaven.
但是他说啊，因为我活着对你们更是要紧。But
he knew that it was more important for him to live.
因为主耶稣还要留下他的生命，他要继续帮助造就教会。
And because the Lord allowed him to live, he had to continue to edify the church.
耶稣还要他继续传福音。
And the Lord wanted him to continue to preach.
所以他知道说，我一定还会活下去。
So he knew that he would continue to live.
所以我们基督徒啊，就是这样的超越的人生观。
So we should have this attitude towards life as Christians.
虽然有说遇到逼迫，但是我们不要怕。
Although sometimes we are persecuted, we should not be afraid.
因为我们的生命在主的手里面，主会保守。Because
our life is in the hand of God, and God will protect us.
好像但以理的三个朋友啊。
Just as Daniel's three friends.
王说：“你们如果不拜金像，马上把你们 丢到烈火的窑里面去。
And the king told them that if they did not worship the statue, then they would be thrown into the furnace.
所以再给你们一次机会。
So the king gave them one more chance.
但他们说啊，王啊，我们不必回答你了。
But they replied to the king that they would not do as he commanded.
我们相信神会把我们从烈火窑中救出来。
Because they believed that the Lord would deliver them from the furnace.
就是神没有把我们救出来，我们也绝对不会拜你的金像。
And even if the Lord did not save them, they would not worship the statue.
所以因为他们有这种坚定的信心啊。
And because they had such a determined faith.
烈火都烧不灭的信心。
This faith was not able to be consumed by the furnace. 所以他们坚持不拜金像。So they were determined to stay away from the statue.
所以王很生气啊。
So the king was furious.
叫人把那个火烧得更大。
And he commanded for the furnace to be lit up.
叫几个勇士啊，把他们要抬的，要把它投到火窑里面去。
And he commanded some strong men to throw them into the furnace.
因为火太大了，那些抬他们的人呢，结果是进到窑边就烧死掉了。
But because the fire was so strong, even those who were carrying them were burned to death.
但是这三个信心的勇士啊，进去以后啊，只有捆绑他们的绳索烧断。
But after the three men entered the furnace, only the ropes that were bounding them.
结果他们在那个火窑里面，在那里游行。
And they walked around in the furnace.
说他们的头发都没有烧焦的味道。
And even their hair did not have the smell of being burnt.
因为火对他们没有力量可以烧灭他们。
Because the fire did not have the strength to burn them.
所以因为信心啊，就能够胜过那个烈火的威势。
And because of their faith, they were able to conquer the furnace.
啊，在逼迫当中啊，主耶稣如果不允许啊，说我们的头发都一根都不会掉。
So, when we face persecution, if it is not the Lord's will, then we will not be harmed.
啊，飞鸟啊，雀鸟很便宜啊，两只才卖一分钱。
And it is even the sparrows that are sold for two for a penny.
主耶稣如果不允许啊，他们也不会掉下来。
They will not fall if it is not the Lord's will.
我们比飞鸟贵重的很多了。
And we are more precious than those.
在患难当中啊，我们有主的保守。
So in our persecution, we will have the guidance of the Lord.
啊，不久前呢，我听到我们从过去在台湾的三地教会的传道的一些见证。
And not long ago, I heard some testimonies from the Aborigines pastors in Taiwan.
因为三地教会一开始传道的时候啊，受到逼迫很大。
Because the Aborigines churches received much persecution when it first began.
那个时候相当于好像无政府状态一样。
And it seemed like a state of anarchy.
从富士教会啊，有一个青年呐。
And from the Fuji Church, there was a youth.
因为他肺病第三期，快死掉了。
Because he was in his last stage of tuberculosis.
有人把道理传给他，他信主就好起来。
And he was about to die, but when someone preached the good news to him, he believed and he was cured.
所以这个道理就在三地当中啊，一直传。
So the truth became rampant within the mountainous areas of Taiwan.
从东部一个叫做富士教会，就传到另外一个山头的一个叫做南澳的地方。
So they preached the gospel from the Fuji Church in Taiwan to another mountainous church.
当时受逼迫很大。
But the persecution was very tremendous.
每天下午黄昏的时候啊，就敲钟了。
And every noontime, someone would ring a bell.
全村里面那些壮士集合过来。
And all the men of the village would congregate.
就把信徒找来啊，就逼迫。
And they would find all the believers and persecute them.
在当时有一个姐妹叫做日本话叫有希可就是福田静子被打死。
And there was a sister Yoshiko who was beaten to death.
有的信徒就逃掉了。
And some other believers escaped.
天使跟那个信徒说有希可被打死了，你们要回去把他埋葬。
And the angels appeared to the believers and told them that Yoshiko has been martyred. You have to bury her.
后来那些信徒那个村庄他们就没有办法住下去了。
And after that, the villagers can no longer stay in that place.
所以他们就走路就要到那个富士教会去，因为道理是从富士传过来的。
So they trekked to Fuji Church because that was where all the truth originated.
那一条路相当远。
And the path was very long.
结果他们在走路的时候 奇怪，就有一部卡车在停在那里。
But when they were walking, there was a jeep just parked there on the road.
不是 jeep， 一个 truck。
A truck。
一个大卡车啊，停在那里。
There was a large truck that was parked.
问他们说你们要去哪里
？And the truck driver asked them where they were going.
然后他们说我们要到哪里去
？And they told them the destination.
很远啊。
And that was a very far journey.
那个司机就叫他们上车，把他们送一程。
The truck driver told them to get on and gave them a ride.
结果一上车啊，说看到那个有一个天使就坐在那个前面座上。
And when they got on the truck, they saw an angel sitting in the front.
啊，再走一段路。
And after a
some way, 前面一条那个一边都是高山啊，一边是那个大海。
They were on a road where it was a cliff on one side and the ocean on the other.
那个路很小。
And the road was very narrow.
啊，结果他们就要下来走路啊。
And they were
卡车慢慢慢慢开过去。
They had to get off and start walking
as the truck
drove slowly.
看到那个啊山上面呐、啊，那石头上有天使坐在那里。
And on the cliff, they saw angels sitting on a rock.
因为那个石头有时候会一直滚下来。
Because sometimes there would be an avalanche.
那就有天使在坐在上面呐、啊。
So the angels sat on the top.
安全地走过去。
So they could pass by very peacefully.
后来他们就来到了那个富士教会。
And later they arrived at Fuji Church.
那个教会的弟兄姊妹很有爱心。
And the church members there were full of love.
啊，他们就把自己的房间呐、啊，就给这些年老的信徒住。
And they gave their rooms to these believers to stay.
他们住几期住在牛棚。
And they themselves stayed with the cows.
啊，他们的地啊，就给他们耕种。
And they allowed the visitors to plow on their land.
啊，经过了好长一段时间。
And after a long time.
啊，等到逼迫平息了以后啊，他们一部分人才回去。
After the persecution ended, they returned to their homes.
啊，这是台湾初期啊，三地传道的见证之一了。
And this is one of the testimonies in the early days of the church in Taiwan.
虽然在逼迫当中啊，但是有神的恩典看顾、保守跟带领。
Although there was persecution, there was also the guidance and the blessing of the Lord.
那所以也看出说那个逼迫当中啊，弟兄姊妹的那一种爱心呐、啊，真的很感动人。
And the love of brothers and sisters during this persecution was also very moving.
啊，所以。圣经里面啊，应许哈、哦，信徒有时候会遇到逼迫。
So the Bible shows that the Bible has told us that believers will face persecution.
彼得曾经问主耶稣说：“我们背下所有来跟从你，我们会得到什么
？”Peter once asked the Lord what he would receive for following Jesus.
说你们舍弃了一切呀、啊，啊，然后。在今生会得百倍，啊，来世会得永生。
And Jesus replied that they would receive much in this world and receive eternal life.
啊，并且要为我受逼迫。
And they would also be persecuted because of
Christ. 因为主耶稣把这个受逼迫啊，当作门徒的一种福分。
And this persecution of the believers was also a blessing.
所以主耶稣说啊，你受为主受逼迫的人，将来能够进神的国，啊，他们。将来所得到的赏赐是非常的大。
And that is why it says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
当然，我们应当有为主受苦的这种心志。
Of course, we should have the determination to be persecuted for the Lord.
我们再看回来马太福音第五章。
So let us turn back to Matthew chapter 5.
十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节讲到。我们应当做世上的盐，还有做世上的光。
Verse 13 tells us that we should be the salt of the earth and the light of the earth.
主耶稣把门徒啊，比喻是世上的盐跟世上的光。
And Jesus described the disciples as the salt and light of the earth.
我们觉得说这个盐啊，好像很卑贱，很不值钱。
Sometimes we feel that the salt is not worth much.
啊，但是主耶稣却说，门徒要成为世上的盐。
But Jesus said that his disciples must become the salt of the earth.
盐虽然价格很低廉呐、啊，很普遍。
Although the salt of the earth is very common.
但是盐却很有价值，盐没有代替品。
But it has much value because there is no substitute.
所以我们生活当中啊，不能够缺少盐。
And in our lives, we cannot lack salt.
啊，其实盐的功用很大很多啊。
But actually, there is much use for salt.
我看一些资料啊，中国以前在内战的时候。
And I read some references about the civil war in China.
谁能够把那个盐的资源把它占领，他就能够得胜。
The party that controlled the salt refineries were the ones who won the victories.
因为这个盐跟你每天的生活直接有关系的。
Because salt has a direct impact on our daily lives.
所以罗马人讲说啊，人有两样东西不能够没有。
So the Romans said that there were two things that people could not lack.
一个就是说人生不能够没有太阳。
One is the sun.
那你没有太阳的话，你就生活在黑暗当中了。
Because if there was not the sun, then we would live in darkness.
另外一个就是人不可以没有盐。
And the second is salt.
所以让我们知道说盐很重要。
So this tells us that salt is very important.
那这个盐当然我们在生活当中啊，每天的食物里面就是这调味料。
And salt is the seasoning in our daily food.
食物里面不加盐的话，那个甜味、那个香味就出不来。
If a course does not have any salt, then we cannot taste all of the other scents.
所以加了盐以后啊，就成为非常香啊、非常美好的一道食品。
So after we add salt to food, it becomes a very wondrous.
啊，再来，盐可以有防腐作用。
And also, salt has the effect of preserving.
以前还没有冰箱的时候啊，食物买回来就是用盐把它腌。
Before there was a refrigerator, people salted their meat.
所以鱼啊，杀一杀以后放点盐，它就可以保存下来。
So after
不会腐坏掉。
After the fish was caught, they put salt over it so it could be preserved.
肉类啦，蔬菜也是一样。
Meat and vegetables were the same.
啊，有些蔬菜为了要储久一点哦，有的晒一晒，加点盐，然后再晒，啊，这样的话你可以放很久。
For the sake of preserving vegetables, people would dry and salt their vegetables.
我们身体上啊，很需要盐分。
And we also need salt in our bodies.
啊，如果盐分不够的话，人就会生病。
And if we do not have enough sodium in our bodies, we will become sick.
所以我们血液里面啊，一定要维持一定的盐分。
So there is a definite proportion of salt within our blood.
有的人生病了，一进到医院里面啊，就打点滴了，一罐那个，其实那个是食盐水。
And so when we go to the hospitals and we have an IV injection, that is actually sodium.
我们以前在当兵的时候啊，每天出操流很多汗。
And when I was in the army and we would have exercises.
啊，所以啊，部队都会发给你一罐一罐的那个盐片。
We would sweat a lot, and we the troops would hand out salt tablets.
啊，喝水的时候就把一小片呢、啊、放在那个杯子里面。
And we would put these salt tablets in our cups when we drank water.
啊，会减少我们的疲劳，会帮助我们恢复健康。
And it would help us be strong and healthy.
盐在工业上的用途很大。
And salt also has great use in industry.
啊，所以盐的用途相当多。
And there are many uses for it.
啊，耶稣说啊，我们就要像盐一样。
So Jesus says we must be like salt.
要有调和的作用，有防腐净化的作用。
And we have to season and preserve and cleanse.
所以我们人跟人之间呢、啊，在讲话当中好像盐一样的调和。
And when we are speaking to one another, we should speak with salt.
啊，能够促进人跟人之间的彼此和睦关系。
And this will cause us to have peace amongst each other.
我们昨天晚上谈到说，这个温柔啊，不是软弱，而是很刚强。
And yesterday night we spoke about how meekness was actually not a sign of weakness.
因为箴言二十五章十五节里面说，柔和的舌头可以把那个骨头啊，把它折断。
Because in Proverbs it says that a meek tongue will be able to break bones.
啊，所以基甸啊，以瓦连人来吵的时候啊，那用和缓的话一讲，他们整个怒气就消掉了。
So when Gideon replied the angered Ephraimites with soft words, he was able to change their minds.
同样的，以瓦连人来跟那个耶和他吵。
And the Ephraimites also went to argue with others.
他就没有办法。用和睦的态度啊，他说生气啊，结果打起架来啊，死了四万多人。
But because of a harsh reply, it resulted in a battle with many casualties.
所以说我们在话语当中啊， 生活当中要常常有盐。
So in our daily lives, when we speak, we must have salt.
能够促进彼此之间的和谐关系。
And try to have peace amongst
us. 盐本来是好的，如果盐失掉了味道，就没有用了。
But it says, if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again?
犹太地的盐跟我们一般吃的盐不太一样。
And the salt in the land of Judah is not quite the same as our
salt. 因为他们那个是盐岩呐，中间那个石头啊，外面是盐层。
Because they use salt rocks, and it is a rock covered with salt crystals.
所以他们吃东西的时候啊，一边吃东西一边沾那个盐。
So as they eat, they would eat and lick the salt rocks.
那个盐慢慢沾啊，盐吃掉了以后，中间就是一块石头。
So after they finished the salt, there was a rock left.
那个岩石啊，你丢掉，丢到哪里都不是啊，没有用啊。
And you cannot just throw this rock anywhere.
所以说啊，盐本来就是这个盐分啊，咸味是盐本身的特性。
So saltiness was the characteristic of the salt rocks.
那如果失掉了这个盐味啊，就没有用了。
So if the salt loses its saltiness, then it has no use.
信心、爱心、圣洁是我们基督徒的特性。
And faith, love, and hope are the characteristics of a Christian.
我们信徒如果失掉了这些爱心啊，这些基督徒的特质啊，那就没有用了。
So if we lose our characteristics as Christians, then we have no use.
所以我们要成为盐啊。
So we must become salt.
虽然盐放在那个食物里面啊，溶掉了，看不见了。
Although salt dissolves itself within our food.
但是却能够让那个食物非常的美。
But it causes food to become delicious.
我们基督徒就是这样。
And this should be the same for
Christians. 隐藏自己，让别人能够得到益处。
We hide ourselves so others may be edified.
就能够发挥非常大的那个盐的作用。
So we can have the effectiveness of salt.